Lately it's been, you know, folks that have been coming off deployment. So we had, you know, some guard members in Texas recently, you know, some coming off active duty and coming back into civilian life. And, you know, our doors are open for those folks. I've been there personally. And when you come home, you kind of have a lot of questions on, you know, where to go, what to do. You don't really get a lot because your focus is just, you know, off deployment. Hey, I got to get home and reconnect, you know, and make all those new relationships and things like that. And that's why we're here. We can answer those questions, navigate the VA system. It's, you know, complex. And, you know, unfortunately, each Friday they have a form that comes out and gets updated because things change all the time. And, you know, the folks here at our office, we're on top of that. And we could definitely help veterans out. But, yeah, it's just it's a nightmare. And we're there for you. And, you know, as veterans ourselves, too, we want to help you out. That's why Thursday on 9/11 at Broadway Square from 10 to 2, it's going to be very imperative if we get a lot more veterans down there, too, and we can answer those questions with also, you know, 40 other vendors that are going to be there helping vets.
You mentioned every Friday things change, I think was your term. Is that sort of communication that comes from the feds, VA? Is that where
That's the feds. It's a M21 manual, so they update that every Friday for us. So you're kind of constantly gazing and checking up on new things and new changes. And then, too, with North Dakota, the state in general, too, they had, you know, August 1st, a lot of new things went into implementation for a loan that the state can give to veterans, too, if they're in need, you know, funding for anything they can kind of to help them out in their daily life or if you have struggles, that kind of thing. And then we have impact grants, too, through the state. So a lot of things kind of this summer have been transpiring and all good for veterans, dental grants that we can offer. That's kind of a bigger piece, too. We're trying to work with the VA on getting folks dental. Right now you have to be 100% service-connected, so the state came in and offered another opportunity for veterans to apply. You know, if your teeth hurt, it's hard to do pretty much anything else. So that's another big one we're trying to help our veterans with.
That's great. So really imperative, if you know a veteran or if you are a veteran, to come learn about what's happening. As you mentioned, there were a lot of things in the One Big Beautiful Bill specifically for veterans. And so there's, you know, what was available to you a month ago is not necessarily what's available to you now. Walk me through a few of these, Christopher. The PACT Act, what is that?
Yeah, the PACT Act. So 3 years ago, that got signed into law here. So it just opened up another window and avenue for veterans. So if you were exposed to any toxic exposure from either home or abroad, so this would be Afghanistan, Iraq veterans, and then our Vietnam veterans, you can come in and reapply again for VA health care. And if they can prove through your records that you were exposed to these chemicals, you'll get right back into the VA system here without any questions asked. And then that also incorporates, you know, if you're hurt, breathing in chemicals, things like that. They offered 27 presumptive ailments or conditions that, unfortunately, our soldiers are getting while deployed out in these, you know, Middle Eastern countries and things like that. And then also, again, to include home, you know, jet fuel, JP-8, some of these bigger things that are, you know, affecting our 1019 guys or gals up at the air bases, things like that, Grand Forks Air Base, for example. This just gets them into the VA network and the VA healthcare right away, and then our office can come in and help with a claim because there's been a lot of those, and with data and records and all that stuff that we can prove that, you know, hey, the soldier was here, the event occurred, they have this memo now in their file, and let's get them the services that they deserve and earned through, you know, signing that dotted line. So the PACT Act really opened up that window, and a lot of folks that had got previously denied to things are coming back in, and we're getting them in the system and then helping them.
Fantastic. Sadly, the statistics on the homeless population include a larger general population percentage of veterans. You've got some information Thursday night, next Thursday, on health care for homeless veterans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we work hand-in-hand with the engagement team downtown, and they have outreach, and it's the VA CRRC, so Community Resource Center downtown there on First. And every 2 weeks we go on a call with them, and unfortunately right now we have about 40 veterans in Cass County that are identified as homeless that we're working with, you know, our office and all these supports. Right now it's the Apartments are kind of hard to come by right now, or the housing. Everything's kind of set up for them, and we can get that wraparound services and all that. It's just the affordable housing piece is missing right now. So we're working with private landlords. We're trying to get our veterans housed immediately through a HUD-VASH, a voucher program that the feds have graciously given to various states and things and counties, and it goes out to tribal resources as well. But we're just trying to get our Cass County guys and gals housed immediately through these really great programs. And then there's another one called Supported Services for Veteran Families, so they could pay first month's rent and deposit. But right now we're just having a hard time locating those, one bedroom, those single units that we can get our folks in, and then give them those wraparound services. But unfortunately, in North Dakota alone, any given night, there's about 250 veterans that are homeless statewide. So we're all working together on trying to combat that. And we all have the same resources. Unfortunately, that's affordable housing, out here, and then out west, the difference there. So it's been tough, but we're definitely trying.